Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Do you like your name, or would you have chosen a different name? I know, you wish you had my name. It's so cool, Aaron. Oh yeah, unless you're a female, of course, it's Aaron, I guess. Oh yeah, Aaron. And my last name really sums it up too, Wright. Cool, Aaron Wright. Always right, always perfect. Yeah, right. Just kidding, I'm really not narcissistic. The five most popular names given to boys in the UK in recent years were Jack, Sean, Daniel, Connor, and James. And to girls, Sophie, Ava, Emma, Sarah, and Grace. In one Eastern culture, many girls are given a name from an Eastern religion, and that name means unwanted. You see, in this culture and religion, in some families, the girls are seen as a burden and of no worth, which is why they are given this name. Well, news is, nearly 300 of these girls have fought gender discrimination and have been given new identities. We can only imagine how sad these kids must have felt to be reminded each time your family or friends called your name that you were unwanted. Maybe this is why many of the girls choose to rename themselves after Bollywood stars. What about the names of people in antiquity? In the Bible, it records there are some pretty weird names floating around. Elijah, Hezekiah, Didymus, that's pretty weird. Weird to us, of course, in our Anglo-Saxon paradise, but often they were names that signified the background that they came from or the circumstances in which they had been born. The most significant names are those given to Jesus. Several names, actually, that in English mean Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Who wouldn't want to have wise counsel, a loving father, and peace in their lives? But the most important of Jesus' names was Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Wow. Not God from a distance, not God the unreachable, but God with us. I'm Aaron Wright.